Okay. You want to give me a little bit of a check-see?
A little check one, two?
Feels very echoey in here, isn't it?
There we go.
A check one, two.
There you go.
Maybe. No echoes?
I mean, it's a little bit, but put your headphones on.
You know what you really need?
What?
A little table for me to set my beverage.
Listen.
I'm serious.
I can bring the bar cart over here for you.
I think you need a permanent little side table just right here.
Yeah. Here we go.
It's pretty good tea.
Is it good tea?
Very coconutty. I like coconut. Lime and the coconut.
Hold on. Let's do... Time to call the brand eye who is in the room right now.
Hey.
We've had a little bit of a calamity of errors that's happened so far. And I'm not really proud of it.
None of them were mine.
Yeah, for some reason, like, this is the first time you're getting to see the studio, like, almost done.
Well, pretty good last time I was here.
Yeah, no, but now I got the guitars
up. That is a nice touch.
There are no wires beneath me.
Right.
But there are, because now that when you come, then I have to put, like...
Wires.
Well, I have to, like, mic you up, and then you need a face lamp.
Well, I think you need to plan on me being here fairly often, so maybe just leave it all set up, you know?
I guess, but it's much cleaner when no one's here.
Okay, but that's not the point.
I know. I need to do better.
Yeah.
And you do. Like for some reason one of my screens isn't working.
Don't love that for you.
Anyways, you're in town.
Yeah, hey.
You were at F1.
I was.
Which, by the way, I was invited to, and I couldn't go because I went to a wedding.
I would have definitely chosen F1 over a wedding.
I know. We committed to the wedding, and you know what?
Mistake.
We stick to our commitments in this household.
I don't.
Well, that checks out. My question to you is, yes. Like, did you get to make sweet love to a driver named, like, Sven?
Okay, well, like, first of all, Orin. The answer is no.
Why not?
But I wasn't looking for a driver, because here's the problem. Mm-hmm. Most of the drivers are either married and have serious girlfriends.
Yeah.
And or under the age of, like, 25.
Mm,
that's a problem for me.
That is a problem.
So no, no to the drivers, but I was on the lookout for, like, a hot mechanic or...
Yeah.
Somebody on the team, you know, there's like eight zillion dudes in uniforms back there.
You want a greasy
yeah.
mechanic?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
There were some cuties. A lot of them did look young.
Yeah.
But hotties everywhere, truly.
Why weren't you able to secure yourself a cutie?
Okay. I'm telling you guys, like, those dudes are laser fucking focused on the job, which props to you. I think Wells and I talked about this earlier, but like someone's life is in your hands, like one tiny mistake, you know, and somebody could die. So like I respect the dedication to like the focus of where this is a job. This
yeah.
is a sport. This is important. I can't be looking at girls.
Yeah.
And they're very used to having hot girls around. I mean, I'm sure at every race there's, you know, celebrities in and out of the garage. Like Paris Hilton was there moments before me. A bunch of Sports Illustrated girls, you know, I mean, there's hotties everywhere. So they're probably used to having to like keep their eyes on like what they're doing. But I was really trying it. I was like flipping my hair and like winking at a couple of them that would look at me and like waving and being cute. And like, they were just so serious. I was like, can we just be like a little not serious for like 2 seconds? No, they're focused.
They didn't want to break themselves off a piece of the brand?
I guess not.
Oh, a little brand flake?
I know. I know, bummer.
But you had fun.
But I did. I had a blast.
Yeah.
It was a shit show.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No question. But I really, like, I tried to remind myself all weekend, like, this is the first year anyone has ever been here doing this. Mm-hmm. Like, no one knows what they're doing. No one knows where to go. Like, there were a lot of things that probably shouldn't happen, did a lot of things they should do differently going forward. But I think it was a learning curve for everybody. And I think next year is going to be really cool. That's what I think.
What could they have done better?
I mean, I don't know if you followed the race at all.
I did not.
But I mean, free practice one right away. Carlos Sainz hits a drain cover on the road.
I saw that.
And it blew up his car floor and they had to stop the race and kick everybody out. So everyone was really up in arms the first day. All these ticket holders have paid $1 zillion to be here and they get to watch 3 minutes of a race. Like, everyone was pissed, as they should have been. The drivers were mad. Everybody was just like upset about like what a silly mistake, I guess, if they didn't check those. I don't know. So, you know, that wasn't great. And it just seemed like the logistics of like getting in and out. It's like a festival, you know, with the different entrances and the traffic and like all the things and who's going where and what credentials get you where. Like, it was just a little messy. But I think that's fair. It's first time.
Did you see the sphere?
You can see the sphere no matter where you're at. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it cool?
It is. It's very cool. I mean, I've seen it the last couple of times I've been there. I've never been in it, obviously. But it was cool because I guess F1 took the sphere over for the weekend. Yeah. So they were in charge of the graphics. I guess that there were like the rule, like F1 made the rule of like, you can put any color on the sphere except red, yellow, and green. And that's because they didn't want drivers to be confused going around the track, right? When there's like yellow safety car and like all these things. And then during the race, they started putting red, green, and yellow on the sphere to go coincide with the flags for the race. And everybody was laughing. They were like, wait, they literally kept saying like no colors on the sphere. And then they ended up doing it. So that was cool. And then I think like what everyone on social media is talking about is Max Verstappen, who of course fucking won. Charles Leclerc almost took it. I was really rooting for him. And like, it's funny, I was in the McLaren hospitality suite, but everyone was really rooting for Charles. Like to just, they just, everybody just wants someone but Max to win.
No.
And yes.
I mean, I don't know that. Is he like the Tiger Woods?
Yeah, he's the fucking Steph Curry. Like when Steph, everyone's obsessed with Steph and Steph wins everything and the Warriors win everything and Steph's the best, blah, blah, blah. It's like that syndrome of like Max just wins everything, you know?
Yeah, but everyone just drive faster, do
but
better.
But it's the car. I really believe it's the car. I think there's a reason that Red Bull takes one and two everywhere they go and like they just win so much. I think they have the best car. I really do. I think that's the curve for who does well in F1.
It's not the bow, it's the Indian.
Yeah. You should cut that.
Why?
I don't know. It sounds bad.
It's not the bow, it's the Native American. That's a saying.
Sure.
Or my father used to say, it's a poor workman who blames his tools.
Yes. All those drivers are good drivers or they wouldn't be there.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that the car is the reason why.
I think if you put Charles or Carlos or, and you know, in the Red Bull car and after a couple of races, I think they would be the ones winning. Lewis Hamilton, obviously he's one of the greats. He won so much and all of a sudden.
Isn't that a singer?
No. Lewis? He was winning all the championships in F1 for years until Max kind of came up. Oh, okay. And Lewis drives for Mercedes, but like Mercedes' car used to be the best car. And now Red Bull has really surpassed them with whatever technology or whatever mechanics they're fucking doing with their car. And now the Mercedes car is just not as fast. And so anyway, all I have to say, Max was trashing Vegas the whole first couple of days. To the point where it's actually hilarious in interviews. He just does not give a fuck. They'll be like, so, you know, after free practice one and two, they're like, what do you think of the track? Do you like it? He just says no.
Mm.
And he's like, well, they're like, well, what do you think about Vegas? And he's like, I think it's stupid. This is all for show. We shouldn't be doing it. This is a sport that needs to be taken seriously. And I think this is like 99% show and I don't like it.
It's
like,
an entertainment.
He was literally trashing it. And then the minute he won, he totally changed it. Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah,
it was hilarious. Like only because he wasn't doing well in practice. Like,
yeah.
Charles and Carlos actually took one and two in qualifying and Max was down. I think he was like fourth on the grid.
What's Max's last name?
Max Verstappen. Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm here with Max Verstappen. After the preliminary rounds, what are we thinking of the track and Vegas?
It's trash.
Oh, how do you really feel, Max Verstappen?
What? Truly, that was the attitude.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well.
But then he won, and now he's like, "Viva Las Vegas!"
Yeah, of course.
Hilarious.
I know, but that's. You got to know that it's an entertainment industry.
Yeah.
Yes, of course it's a sport.
Yeah.
It's a sport for entertainment.
I know. I just love, he just like, I don't even know if he really means it, but it's fucking hilarious how just dry and like brutally honest he is with his press answers.
So you like him or you don't like him?
I like do and don't, you know, like I love to root for an underdog.
Yeah.
So I always want someone else to win. That's how I am with any sport. Even though I think Max is a cocky little shit. I actually love it. Like, he's hilarious. I love Charles. I really would have loved to see Charles win in Vegas, but he was P2. It was fine.
Well, I'm glad that you had fun.
I had fun. I drank a lot of tequila.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I barely slept. I'm still recovering for sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
When you came over here, mm-hmm. a couple things happened, and I think that we need to, like, relive.
Okay.
By the way, there's like this very dangerous mm-hmm. dog virus that's happening.
I know, it's scary.
It's a respiratory situation that Boo, our dog, has had now for about 3 months. She can't shake it. It's really weird. She's on like everything under the sun.
They've given you things to give her, like medicine?
We have. She's on steroids. Oh. She's got a little puffer, which is weird. She has to buy like this thing that like goes over her nose to do the puffer. She's on all these crazy meds and nothing is working. So all that to be said, everyone out there, you need to really, really probably not board your dogs right now.
Yeah. I wouldn't even go to a dog park.
So that's how Boo got it, was mm-hmm. we boarded her when we went to go to some wedding or whatever. When we came back, she was coughing and we were like, oh, she wasn't like up to date on her Bordetella or something. Like that must have been what it was. It's not Bordetella. Mm-hmm. It's not like pneumonia. And now I'm starting to see on social media, like all over the place, like everyone watch out. Like, so anyways, if you can help it, do not take your dog.
Yeah. Anywhere public.
Yeah. Not good.
I know.
And she's like a young dog. And it's just every morning it's like, wah, wah, wah. Oh, it's so
terrible.
Sad. Yeah.
Poor girly.
So Brandi gets to the house and I'm saying, hey, do you want me to get you something to drink? You want some water? Do you want a drink or whatever? And she goes, can I have some hot tea?
Yeah.
That's like, we're not in England, sister. That's not a normal thing to ask someone.
I've been around the Euros all weekend, you know?
Yeah, so you must, it's tea time.
Let me tell you why I really wanted it.
Yeah.
I was saving this for the pod.
Please.
So I just recorded with Tizzle over at the house.
Yeah.
And we record in her office. It's a very small room.
Yeah.
She freaking hotboxed me so bad.
So you stoned right now?
No, I'm not stoned, but the smoke was hurting my throat so badly.
Yeah.
Like my throat feels like I just smoked 2 cigarettes.
Mm.
It feels terrible. All because of her. And like I left the room and came back and like you could visibly see the smoke in the room. I'm like worried for her health.
Yeah. I wonder, you should take the Tizzle to like a lung specialist to see like what her like lung capacity is. Cause it might be great though.
It might, but she killed me just now. I like can't handle the secondhand smoke.
Is she like completely so dumb after she smokes or she like keeps it together?
Both.
Yeah.
It makes her more engaged, which is really funny.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of times when people smoke weed, they totally check out. She's the opposite. It like makes her funny, makes her more talkative, but she is like, she's already forgetful. If she's smoking weed, she can't remember shit. She'll start a sentence and be like, wait, what was that talking about?
Yeah.
Like no memory at all.
You have to kind of like front that podcast.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Ugh.
I know.
Dear Lord.
How does that feel?
I mean, I thought I had it bad with you, but mm-mm. No.
Way worse with Tiz.
Yeah. Love and you got to like keep it on the rails.
Yeah.
That was like when I did that podcast with Steph Pratt.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't stoned. She was just like, she just never showed up. I did that podcast so many times that she was like not there. And I'm like, I'm not even, it was a show about the hills.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not even on this show.
That is insane.
I don't know. Like, I didn't watch the episode.
Yeah, so just really appreciate me as well.
I appreciate
from
you.
Here, you know?
Here's the other thing that I love. So I'm heating up water mm-hmm. in our kettle.
Kettle?
And then I was like, do you want something in it? Like milk or like sugar or something? Uh-huh. And you're like, ooh, yeah. Do you have any non-dairy milk?
Yeah, because no one drinks dairy milk anymore.
I mean, I don't either. I have whipping cream and heavy cream for cooking
because
mm-hmm. I'm an adult.
I don't cook, so I don't have.
But you think that I've got like a nut milk of some sort?
Yes, it's 2023. Everyone has a nut milk in the fridge.
What's your nut milk of choice?
My favorite is oat milk.
No, it's
but there's more sugar in oat milk. Don't even.
Yeah, your favorite nut milk.
No,
is probably a driver's nut milk.
Well, I wouldn't know, unfortunately, but. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, there's got to be a YF tier that's like related to some F1 driver that can help Brandi out.
They're
here.
They're all 23.
Yeah.
That's the issue. And hitched up. Like,
yeah.
They're all.
But they probably have some high protein nut milks in the refrigerator.
Mm, maybe.
And by the refrigerator, I mean their balls.
Oh, is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
It's a good joke. I'm sorry, I don't have any nut milk for you.
Everybody has. Almond milk in the fridge these days. It's crazy.
What if I had oat milk? Would that have done it for you?
That would have been my favorite.
Soy milk?
I don't like soy milk.
Soy milk's bad for you.
Bad for you. Oat milk has a lot of sugar apparently, so it's not the best for you either. Mm. But I like oat milk in my coffee.
Yeah.
But like if I'm going to eat cereal or like when I make mac and cheese, because that's like the extent of what I make at home, instead of using milk, I use almond milk.
Yeah. She's like, what do you use for when you eat cereal?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not a 12-year-old that just got back home from school.
Everybody eats cereal.
No.
My mom eats cereal.
First of all, cereal is terrible for you.
Her cereal is. She likes Frosted Flakes.
I mean, I like Frosted Flakes too, but that's just carbs and sugar. It's just like the worst.
My favorite cereal is like the organic version of Special K.
That just sounds terrible.
It's good.
With your oat milk?
Almond milk? Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
Great bedtime snack.
Yeah, that's the other thing you said. You said you eat it before bed.
Yeah, it's always like when I'm in bed because I eat pretty early, like 5-6, so then I'm starving at like 10.
Yeah.
Have a bowl of cereal, go to night, and it's perfect.
No, that's terrible. You shouldn't eat. For one, you shouldn't eat close to bedtime.
Have to.
Makes your dream, like makes your sleep terrible.
I'm doing great. I sleep great. I don't know what to tell you.
That's fine. You're right. But also, like, I feel like cereal was one of those things that like the food industry tried to like push on us.
That's like, probably true.
Whole grains and all this stuff, and it's like, no, it's terrible for you.
And
you should wake up if you have anything. You should fast.
I have a banana in the morning usually.
You do? Yeah. That's okay.
Right before I go ride my horse. Yeah.
You shouldn't have juice.
I don't do that.
Juice is terrible for you because it just takes out all the fiber.
Mm.
And then you're just having sugar water.
Mm.
Juice is bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like cereal just in general is just bad for you. That's just carbohydrates and like sugar. Like,
so good.
Terrible to start your body off. Like dude, you're fucking, whatever it's called, spikes, your sugar levels spike mm-hmm. when you do that. If you have anything, you should have eggs, protein.
Yeah.
What do I fucking know?
Nothing.
I know nothing.
Literally don't listen to him.
But everything that like they try to tell you, and remember the food pyramid? It's all wrong.
Oh, of course.
100% wrong.
I don't believe anything I learned in school anymore. I know. Truly.
I mean, there's some things I believe. Like I have so much stuff on my TikTok about flat earth that like just
really?
I'm like, is that
why is that in your algorithm?
Does TikTok, because I'm like fascinated by it. I told you the reality show that I want to do so desperately. Because you know you can buy a seat on like Jeff Bezos's thing.
No, yeah.
I want to get a film crew and I want to be like ABC, give me $1 million to make this TV show. Mm-hmm. I will do it with a GoPro and I'll buy 2 seats on Jeff Bezos's thing, and I want to take
a flat earther.
Yeah. And I want to film him and see his world crumble. But also film me, because maybe I'm going to hit the firmament and like, you know.
Maybe.
But by the way, did you see that they shot off the SpaceX Super Heavy?
Yes.
And it exploded?
Yes.
And then so then when you see that, you go look at the comments, everyone's like, still can't penetrate the firmament. It's like, oh my.
No.
Dude. But maybe they're right.
I don't know.
I don't know either. The other thing that happened downstairs before we start the show, I had a pickle.
Ugh.
And I found out that Brandy doesn't.
I despise them.
How do you not believe in pickles?
Don't like them. Don't like the way they taste, smell, look, feel.
Have you had one recently?
No, I don't eat them.
Do you like pickled anything?
No.
Pickled green beans?
No.
Pickled asparagus?
No.
No.
Definitely not pickled onions.
Well, in like a gimlet or a martini, that's not bad. Well, olives. Those are
pickled.
Don't like
those.
You don't?
I don't even like cucumbers.
Do you not like salt?
I mean, salt is fine. I'm not like a salty food person.
You're not.
I'm a sweet server salt.
Yeah. We're the exact opposite. Yeah, so I was eating a pickle and it was as if I
was eating a turd.
Yeah.
That's literally what it's like for me. I just grabbed
a big piece of dookie and Brandon's like, what are you doing, dude?
Nasty.
That's dookie.
Yeah.
That's fucking nut milk.
Yeah.
This show's yin and yang, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know?
Yeah.
I am right.
Uh-huh.
And Brandy is wrong.
No.
Most of the time.
I'm always right, actually. I get that from my mom.
The woman who just hotboxed her closet and drugged her own daughter.
Yes.
Before she had to drive over. I realized something. My wife is a good driver, but she gives me anxiety when she drives.
Why?
And I finally honed it in. We were driving to a wedding this past weekend, which was beautiful. It was in Santa Barbara, but it rained.
Ooh.
Oh, I felt so bad for the bride and groom. And I figured it out. It's exactly what she does with how she walks. We've talked about, like, she's from New York. She just walks really fast. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, where are you fucking going? Like, we're in
places to go, people to see.
I know, but if you don't have anything to do, like, let's just fucking stroll, dude.
No.
I'm not in any hurry.
I love to walk fast.
Yeah, where are you going?
Time is precious.
Yeah, but when you get to the place, then what do you got more time there, I guess?
Yeah.
It's not about the destinations, but the journey.
Lies.
Someone told me that once.
Not in New York City. It's definitely not.
I know. And that she's from New York City. So like her kind of entire mentality is about that. It's like, go, 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 go. Now I'm here. And I'm from California where it's just like, man, let's just chill out, dude.
Bro.
Let's just chill. Bro, let's just fucking, where are we going? We're not going anywhere. Let's stroll. Mm-hmm. And she drives this way.
I do too.
So what she does, and it gives me so much anxiety because she's driving and she'll accelerate up to a car and then have to brake. So I'm always like bracing myself. I drive fast or like over the speed limit. I drive kind of a steady clip accelerating. And then if I see they're slowing down, then I just take off my foot off the gas and it's kind of like a meandering, you know, back off. Not with her. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are you doing? And you're braking so hard when you get up to this person. I finally was like, this is how you walk. It's just, I gotta go, stop. And it's just like, where are we going? Let's just chill out, man. We're going to Santa Barbara. And that's why her and I work so well together, because we are opposites. Mm-hmm. And they say that opposites attract.
They do say that.
Yeah. Should we start the show?
Oh my God, yeah.
Is it me or you?
No idea.
I'll start.
Okay.
Bros and Hoes, you're listening to Your Favorite Thing Podcast with?
Wells and Brandy. You've been listening to Your Favorite Thing.
You have been. I mean, we're halfway done with the show, if we're being honest with you. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Bowl and Branch. Yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh. And it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Boll & Branch is amazing.
Boll & Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at BollAndBranch.com.
That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
And I do think we're going to do a short episode today because it is the day after Thanksgiving, and I think we should let everyone just chill out.
Yeah, totes.
You know?
Totes agree.
You guys are all probably over-carbed.
Oh, for sure.
Super hung. Mm-hmm. And probably don't really care to listen to this episode.
Yeah, I bet they do, but yeah.
The other thing is that there's no episode of BIP.
I know.
Tonight.
I know. I did catch up on Golden Bachelor.
Yeah.
But by the time... Oh, wait. But there's no episode this week, huh? So we don't know who wins until next week?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So we could talk about that, I guess, if it's worth talking about.
Okay.
So did you watch...
No, I didn't. I didn't even watch
Fantasy Suites?
No. Did he fuck all those chicks?
Well, there's only two.
Did they want some nut milk?
They definitely wanted it.
They wanted that.
That's
nut
for
milk?
Damn sure. You know, he only takes two. He only takes three people to hometowns.
Good for him.
And then two to Fantasy Suites. So he's like, you know, cutting it down quick here right away.
So it's Teresa and
Leslie.
Right
away, Leslie's like, when's the last time you had sex?
Really?
And he was floored. Which why are you so shocked? Of course she's gonna ask that.
Yeah,
I would ask that.
Well, if he was on a fantasy suite with Teresa the night before, then he might have to say, oh, last night.
Oh, that's true, I guess. But it almost seemed like she knew hers was first.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Okay.
And then Teresa definitely had knew like that Leslie had already had hers because she said that. It said it at some point. So maybe, I don't know if they told them. I don't know. But yeah, he didn't really answer her. I think he did say eventually over a year.
Yeah.
But that could mean a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know?
It could mean 1 year. It could mean 25 years.
Yeah. It was weird that he didn't want to answer it, maybe because he was on camera. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And then she said something like, oh, yeah, a month for me or something. I don't know if it was a month, but it was something like that. And I was like, get it, girl.
Yeah.
Get it.
She's like 60.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
So she's still like on Tinder.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
And if she doesn't win, she's going to be on Raya here in a second. And that
absolutely
nut milk.
I cannot with you in the nut milk. That can't be a thing.
You started it.
No, you started it.
You said it, and
no,
now
I did
I
not
am,
know. but not in that context.
Well, are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Did he have sex with either of them?
I mean, we don't know, it but implies. Like, I think for sure.
Well, like, there have been some fantasy suites. Like, I remember like the whole storyline of like Raven had never had an orgasm. Mm-hmm. And so she did like this whole like montage of like skipping down the street being like, I had an orgasm. Mm-hmm. The implication is that they went to Pound Town, population 2 old people.
Yeah.
Or 3 old people.
Yeah.
You know, one time I would love for the show to end with like, let's just start a throuple. Like, what are we doing here? We've been doing it this whole time. I
mean, might as well, you know, just keep it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can. Literally. If you can keep it up.
If you can.
That's a lot to ask of a 71-year-old man.
It is. You're right. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it's fine.
So was the morning after like eating breakfast in bed and like that was amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they both left like, oh, this is my man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, you know.
Who do you think he pounded?
Leslie, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not Teresa.
Kind of think no.
Yeah. You got to know at that point.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing of like, you kind of got to bone down with the one you're going to choose.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if you don't, then they're going to be like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, who was it recently that had sex with everybody and like it caused a whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember which one.
That used to help, was always,
I
though.
I mean, yeah, I feel like that more often than not.
I should ask Ben if he went to Sex Town with
it
all
of them. It was, Clayton, right? Wasn't Clayton the one that got so much shit for
yeah,
that?
Yeah, 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 mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. I mean, that guy's 6'6". He's a football player. He's gonna,
yeah.
Testosterone's coming out of every orifice of his body. Of course he's going to have sex with all of them.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Golden Bachelor.
So it just ends with, we think that he had sex with both of them. And,
yeah, I guess so. I
and can't now we're going to wait to the end.
But yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Leslie's going to win, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
If they do a Golden Bachelorette, who are you rooting for here? Probably not Teresa, right?
No. I like...
Faith?
I don't know if Faith would... I don't know if Faith should... I don't know. I love Faith.
Yeah.
I also really like Joan.
Yeah, I like Joan.
And I like Ellen. I think her name's Ellen. Yeah. Pickleball champ.
She was the one whose like friend had passed away. Yeah.
I like the two of them.
I know.
A lot for that choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm rooting for Joan. I think she's got it all.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, she's
And cool. I want to meet this kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this going to ruin her life?
I know.
This child.
True.
They should have named, they should have named that child.
Kids running your life. What a shock.
I know.
Yeah.
Ugh, I have to go babysitting later.
I cannot believe you're doing that.
I have 10 nieces and nephews. What are you talking about?
I'm so glad I don't.
It's quite enjoyable, actually.
No.
Yeah.
What's enjoyable about it? They're so loud.
Yeah, but you get to play with them and you get to be silly. Like, and then you like put on that. Like Miss Rachel and they shut the fuck up and they watch that. And then
that's
you go.
That part's fine. I don't want to be silly.
You go have
play.
A beer and you're just like, well, this is easy. Just your only job really is just not kill them. You know?
Yeah. Kids just ask so many fucking questions too.
Yeah, but you can give them funny answers.
No, I don't like to do that. I just,
why not?
I'm like, let's just not talk. How about that?
It's
no talkie.
No talkie.
Silent game.
Yeah. All right. Well, do you have some faith things, bro, or what's going on?
There is not a whole lot on television right now. Am I wrong?
No, there is really not.
I've been struggling to find stuff to watch that's holding my attention.
There is like a Hallmark.
Oh God.
Christmas movie that's like on Netflix.
Oh. Did you watch it?
No, it's got Heather Graham in it.
Oh.
I assumed you were going to watch that.
No, I haven't seen that. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the Hallmark-y movies very much.
I thought you love rom-coms.
That's different. Hallmark movies are different.
But that's what it is.
Rom-coms can be great though. Hallmark is like so over-the-top cheesy that it's like a thing and like I don't love that.
It's called The Best Christmas Ever.
Whoa,
exclamation
how
point. Friendships are put to the ultimate test over a boastful holiday newsletter.
Sounds awful.
Jason Biggs is in it from American Pie.
Okay.
And Brandy? Brand, not you, Brandy.
Oh, the singer.
Yeah, Brandy Norwood.
Interesting.
And then Matt Sedino. I don't know. I'm not familiar
with
him.
I don't know who
that is. It's just these four pictures on IMDb, and then everyone else has no picture.
I'm going to let you watch that one, and you can let me know how it is. How about that?
It's doing pretty... It's like one of the top movies on...
That's because there's nothing else out.
I know. Well, the Hunger Games movie is out.
Yeah, but you gotta go to the theater.
I know.
I'm not doing that.
Napoleon.
That does look good. That's not out yet, though.
It's not, but you know what's weird is that everyone's speaking a French accent except for Joaquin Phoenix.
Huh.
Come on.
That's weird.
Didn't we learn anything from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves with Kevin Costner?
Guess not.
I mean, it's a great movie, but like really weird that like for some reason he's got American accent and everyone else is British.
I agree.
Even fucking Christian Slater was British.
I know.
And I don't think that he's an Academy Award winning actor. No. Why are they letting him do it and not the winner of the Academy Award for Dances with Wolves, Kevin Costner?
Don't know.
I will never understand that decision.
I agree.
Just try it out. You know?
Just try it out.
Let's just see what it's like. It must have been so bad.
I guess so.
Must be like, all right, everybody, let's go. We're going to shoot some arrows here. And they were like, Kevin. God. Kevin, whoa.
Kev, hey, Kev.
Kev. Let's just do the American accent.
Yeah.
But no one else is doing that.
Well.
Yeah. I know, but yours is really bad. You're telling me you're going to let Christian Slater do it and not me? Yes.
Yeah.
This is how bad this is. Mm-hmm. And then who is it? It's Morgan Freeman. Mm-hmm. He's straight up just doing like a Muslim Persian accent. And they're like, you're letting Morgan do this? You're letting Christian do this? And I got to do fucking straight out of Iowa?
Guess so.
Yeah. That's how bad this is.
Yeah. Is he from Iowa?
I don't know.
Oh. Maybe. Curious. Yeah, no. I did start a show though.
Yeah, tell me.
I don't, you might have to look up and make sure I'm saying the title right, okay. But it's a new Paramount Plus show and it's from the creators of like Yellowstone. It's Taylor Sheridan. It's like the Yellowstone crew. It doesn't seem like a spinoff of anything. It's like an original show, okay. But it's called like Lawman Bass Reeves or Bass Reeves Lawman or something like that.
Lawman Bass Reeves.
That one. It feels like it could be one of the 1883s or something. That's just a different story.
Yeah. Oh, with Dennis Quaid.
Yeah. And he... It's very interesting in this.
Okay.
Will you read the synopsis?
About the legendary lawman, Bass Reeves, one of the greatest frontier heroes and one of the first black deputy U.S. Marshals west of the Mississippi River. Lawman, Bass Reeves on Paramount Plus.
Yeah. So it's good. I've watched two episodes. Dennis is only, I've only seen him in like a couple scenes in episode two so far. Very interesting choice for this role, really. There's something about him. I just don't like it when a really well-known face pulls you from the story.
Yeah.
And it's hard to have, correct me if I'm wrong, is the lead actor, has he done anything else or is he kind of a new name on the scene?
No, he's been in stuff.
Oh, he has?
He's in Silo.
Oh, that's right. He's the cop, huh?
Yep. He's in Selma.
I didn't see that.
I think that won an Academy Award.
Well, Silo's new enough that could consider him a new name. Anyway, yeah. Obviously not as recognizable as somebody like Dennis Quaid.
Of course not.
And he's amazing in this. Like, yeah. Great performance, really pulls you into the story. And then Dennis Quaid comes on screen and you're like immediately pulled out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's sometimes like shows like that. And I felt that way about All the Light We Cannot See. Is like you have all these like new, younger actors, like new faces. And then Mark Ruffalo just kind of like pulls you out of it, you know? And like, I don't love that. So... Anyway, that's my only complaint about that. But the story's great. If you like any of the historical, if you like any of the Taylor Sheridan stuff, like I like that he uses all the same people. Like the director of the first episode does a lot of Yellowstone, a lot of 1883, 1923 stuff. So it's all shot in the same way. Like the color tone's the same, you know, the cinematography is very similar. Like it's very similar. It just is its own story. So if you like that, I would say give it a watch.
Yeah. Donald Sutherland's in it as well.
I haven't seen him yet.
Okay. He's in four episodes, so he must come later. Barry Pepper, who's been in a lot of stuff. A lot of newer actors.
Which is cool. I like when they do that.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I watched The Killer last night.
How was that?
Okay. So it's a David Fincher film of whom I love all his things, you know, Seven and Gone Girl and I think he did Fight Club. Mm-hmm. It's with Michael Fassbender, whom is a fantastic actor. After a fatal near miss, an assassin battles his employers and himself on an international manhunt he insists isn't personal. The Killer on Netflix. Okay. For being such a high stress film about an assassin who's like, it's kind of like John Wick, you know, like John Wick, like they kill the dog and then he's like, fuck you. I'm going to go kill everyone who fucked with my dog. Right. It's kind of similar to that. There's no dog killing in this. There's a dog poisoning, but I think the dog lives. It's a lot of Fassbender narration. It's a little sleepy. I'm going to be honest with you. There is a couple fight scenes that are badass, but for the most part, it's like a lot of him talking about how you have to be under control. And, you know, it's all about taking your time and, like, don't get emotions, get the best of you. And, okay, when am I going to John Wick this thing? And it really wasn't like that. ends kind of how I think you hope it does, I mm-hmm. suppose. Like there's a nice bow on the end of it.
Okay.
But for a David Fincher film, not one of my favorites.
Flat, yeah.
Not one of my favorites.
Okay.
I mean, he's done Fight Club, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, mm-hmm. Zodiac,
oh, Zodiac,
Social Network, Gone Girl, Seven. Really big films. This wasn't one of my favorites. So okay. I don't know. Proceed mm-hmm. with caution.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair. Have you ever watched The Crown?
No, you but Sarah does.
She does.
Yeah.
When I was looking for something to watch, I've pulled The Crown up a few times, and I've always been so overwhelmed to start it because there's so many seasons.
Fair enough.
But I guess this new season, it started within the last few seasons, I guess, like the Princess Di story, you know, and that I'm interested in seeing.
Yeah.
So I was thinking maybe I'll start from like season 5.
Mm.
So I'm just curious, wife here is like, maybe let me know, like, can I do that? Will I be confused? If you guys watch The Crown, like, let me know if I could do that and not feel like I'm missing something.
I think you can jump in right at the Princess Di one.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of Queen Elizabeth, like when she was young.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was fucking boring. Like, I don't care. You know, this is a long time ago.
Okay.
Like, okay, she's great. She likes to drive cars. That's like a big thing. She loves to drive herself. Interesting. Ooh, the queen loves to drive. Yeah, I think you can jump in right here.
I think I might.
So. I heard that like a lot of the actors filming that like last, obviously the scene where she dies was like hard for them. And I'm sure if they are British, which I assume they would be, that is tough.
Yeah, for
That's like, I don't know. We haven't really experienced anything like that, but like that would be like someone in like the 70s trying to do a JFK thing and be like, this is tough.
Yeah.
This still hurts.
Yeah, for sure.
I think you can do it. I believe in you.
Well, I might give it a shot then because there ain't nothing else to watch.
I don't know if I've done this rant before.
Oh.
And I don't know if I should.
Oh.
Because I think a lot of people are going to think I'm coming for them.
Oh.
And maybe I am, maybe I'm not.
Oh.
And I'm all for mental health.
Okay.
Okay. Let me preface it that way.
All right. I'm scared, but okay.
There is nothing more performative in the world than taking a picture of yourself while you're crying and posting on social media. Have you ever done that?
I don't cry, but no.
Yeah, you know, you have no soul.
Exactly. But no, I would never do that.
I see it a lot.
Okay.
And I totally get it. You want to show the best of you and the worst of you. And that's what social media is. It's a lens into your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine with that. Like on face value of what it is. But never in my life when I was going through a tough time. Like I've lost people that were really close to me. I've lost family members and all that kind of stuff. I've never been like fucking losing it and thought to myself, you know, it would be great.
Pull out my phone and take a picture of this.
People need to know this. I for some reason, it's so cringy to me.
I agree.
And then it's like, okay, so are you doing this because you want sympathy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing this because you want people to really know that like, it's not all like, you know, filters and like perfect life. Okay. Maybe. Are you doing it because you think that this will help in the algorithm? Because a lot of people are going to comment with it, share it, and like, you know, do that stuff. And like, you know, helps your numbers. I don't know what the answer is.
Mm-hmm.
But some of those answers, if any of those were possibilities for what people would think of me, I would never do that.
Right.
And to me, that's like, what are you doing here, kid? Also, it takes away from like the reality of what is really happening to you. If that's your first thought is like, I'm fucking crying. You know who needs to see this? My million followers. Like, fucking sit in your pain. I don't know. It's something that like, here's the thing. Like a lot of people do it.
Do they? I never see it.
I see it all the time.
Are people our age?
Yeah.
Because this wouldn't shock me so much if it was like Noah's age or younger. Because I think that generation has truly grown up with just like, you film yourself at all times. And so like I'll never feel that. I'll never feel comfortable walking through an airport filming myself. I just won't. It's just not, it's not going to happen for me.
Yeah.
But like those younger kids, like Noah and her age and younger, like they're just so comfortable with it. It's just literally, it's just part of every day. You know what I mean? Like, and Alex Earl and like all those kids, like I just think they're so comfortable with it. And so maybe they feel a little more comfortable. Like the phone's always out. It's always recording. Well, it's going to record this. I don't know. I just know that I don't feel comfortable filming myself all the time or hardly any of the time, to be honest with you.
I don't know. It's a lot of people that we know that I've seen. I'm like, what is happening here?
I must just not I must have them muted. I don't know.
And anyways, if you think I'm an asshole, fucking tell me I'm an asshole. And if you think that I should be doing that, sorry, it's never going to happen with me. Like,
no, I would,
I'm not going to show you that that side.
Could never imagine you doing that. It's kind of like an invade.
That's exactly how I feel.
It's very invasive too.
Sierra and I talk about this a lot because we realize that there are a lot of people who are like very invested and like our lives and our like our relationship. And so we try to give as much as we like feel comfortable with giving. Mm-hmm. But there is a part that's like, this is just for me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's just something that like gives me the ultimate ick when I see that. I'm just like, oh, I don't know what you want out of this. Mm-hmm. Do you want sympathy? Like life's hard for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, without knowing who you're talking about, I'm just shooting in the dark here. I just keep thinking it's people that are younger, but I think like I could see somebody doing it to not feel so alone, I guess, to have people be like, oh, I do this too, or I feel the same way. Like maybe to feel that like not so alone thing, and they're looking for that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that I'm probably the asshole for doing
this. I know. I definitely would. I understand what you're saying. I don't disagree with what you're saying, and I myself would never do it.
Yeah.
But I also don't cry, so.
You don't.
Maybe if I cried, I would do it. I don't know.
When was the last time you cried? You cry at your mom's wedding?
No.
No?
No.
About when your grandma passed?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Sobbed.
Okay, so you do have.
Oh, yeah.
There is a heart in there.
Yes. It's just, you know, once a year maybe?
Yeah.
No.
I cry. I say cry like, every wedding.
Sometimes like, see, weddings don't do it for me, but like. A sad TV show.
Yeah.
Something sad happens in like in a show. I'll get like emotional. Like I'll feel emotions in there.
They're
but I don't
there.
Cry.
Yeah.
You know, but it just definitely makes me feel emotional. I just don't have tears to cry.
Do you ever get drunk and cry?
No.
God, I do that sometimes.
You do?
Yeah. But it's only for specific things.
I get so tired when I'm drunk.
I do too.
But all like, I feel is just tired.
It's funny because I'm now doing the thing, but this is so long ago. But I lost two cousins maybe 10 and 15 years ago, and they like lived with me. They're like brothers, and so if I get drunk and someone brings them up and we start talking about
them.
I will like tear up and be like, every wedding I cry at.
That is insane.
Yeah, because once they start doing vows and like they get choked up, I'm like, oh god.
Oh geez.
This last wedding I cried for sure.
That's insane.
I cried at. Actually, I think I cried a little bit at Harrison's. Cried at Dean and Kaylin's. Huh. For Kaylin's vows, not Dean's. Yeah, I'm a little bitch.
Okay, yeah, you are.
But I'll tell you what I'm not doing. Not fucking taking a bit.
Yeah.
I haven't watched really all of it, so I might be speaking out of turn here. But do you know who Matt Rife is?
I do.
So he's a very handsome comic.
I wouldn't know if I'd go that far, but
that's
sure.
Like his whole shtick. Sorry, it is.
Okay. I know who he is. I've never watched any of his comedy shows.
Really?
Yeah. But I see him on TikTok sometimes.
Yeah. So that's who he got kind of famous there.
Got it.
And he has a new special out on Netflix.
That. Yeah. He looks young. Is he young?
Yeah, I think he is pretty young.
Okay.
And he started stand up pretty young too. And he like, listen, I get like, he's a really handsome kid. Like I totally get it.
He is?
Yeah.
I don't think I agree. Can I see a picture of him?
Yeah. Well, use your phone because I can't.
Hold on. My phone was my table for a second.
Oh, sorry. It's holding up your nut milk.
Is that how you say his name? Rife?
Yeah, R-I-F-E.
Is he straight?
Yeah, he's got a girlfriend.
Huh. That's interesting.
He is like a good looking, we're not having this conversation. He is a hot guy. I know he is.
I guess.
He is.
Definitely not my type at all, but I guess.
That's fine.
How old is he? Let me find out. Cause if we're talking about like young hotties, like I think the older brother in The Summer I Turned Pretty, like he's gorgeous to me.
Okay. I don't know.
Like I think, is. I mean, I'll have to show you a picture.
Then. Yeah.
Let's see Matt Rife age. Oh, he's 28. Wow. He looks younger than that. He's fine.
Okay. Anyways.
I think I would have questioned his sexuality, but I did question it. But that.
Well, you haven't seen the stand-up. Like you could tell that he's not a gay guy
by the
way he talks.
I don't know. I just wondered.
Anyways, we're going to cut so much of that because you need to disagree with me that he's an attractive person.
He's just so feminine looking.
That's not a really new picture of him.
I don't like, feminine is not my vibe.
Anyways, I think that like the majority of his audience is women. Okay. That's a fucking TikTok kid. You know, that's like a hot TikTok boy.
I don't think.
Anyways, I watched a little bit of his stand-up special.
Was it good?
I do not think so.
Ooh, okay.
And
have you seen other stuff he's done or no?
I've seen a lot of stuff on TikTok. His stuff comes up a lot.
And do you think he's funny on TikTok?
What he does really well on TikTok when he's on stage is crowd work.
Okay.
And so he had a couple crowd work bits mm-hmm. that went super viral, and then he just turned into like this huge thing. And a lot of his audience is women. Mm-hmm. And he does this thing of like, I think he's self-aware that his audience is women, but he's trying to like, I think maybe do more guy jokes. Mm-hmm. That I feel like if I'm a woman in that room, I'm like, this is not landing. Mm. Either like choose your lane or what?
Right.
It's weird because he like opens up the show with a domestic violence joke, which if like your entire audience is women and you're like, yeah, let's do a domestic violence joke. That's going to land. That's what I'm going to open with. It was just like the number one thing I learned when I was doing radio. And it's the same thing as if you're in sales. Is know your audience and sell them what they want to buy. Okay, bro, your audience is women. They don't want to laugh at domestic violence jokes. I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm not. One of the bits he's talking about is he's making fun of women who are like into crystals, which, that's very funny. My wife is one of those people. I make fun of her all the time.
Sure.
And he's like, his bit is like, what are you doing? You're collecting rocks? What are you, what's with the gravel? It's funny, but it's like, okay, it's not that funny. Mm-hmm. And also, this is your audience. Like, I was just like very, very confused. Mm-hmm. Like, you're kind of saying fuck you to the reason why there's that many people here, yeah. You know? Anyways, I know he's huge. And got like, it. I will concede that he is funny. I just did not love this stand-up special.
Gotcha.
But here's the thing. I guarantee you there's a lot of wife teachers out there.
That disagree.
They're like, this guy's so fucking hot. Like, I don't even give a shit, you know?
Okay.
Anyways, I'm more of a comedy purist.
Yeah.
Give me Bobby Lee.
All right. Interesting.
Here's the thing. It's just not one of my favorite things.
Got it.
Sorry. That one might come back to bite me in the ass.
Well.
Because we have a lot of women viewers.
We'll see.
Yeah. I just didn't love it. I don't know. This is turning into a kind of a negative episode, and I'm not trying to do that. SNL, I don't think is where it has been in the past.
Oh, I haven't watched recent episodes.
It's just been kind of like not quite there yet. And I think they have a lot of new cast members. They're like trying to find their place. Mm-hmm. But there is something that I do love.
Which is?
Like, is it Please Do Not Destroy? Like the three like writers that like do their own bits. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
I don't think so. Who is it?
They're brand new cast members, but they just record like in their little writer's room.
Okay.
And I think that they are so funny.
Okay.
And they've got a new movie out on Peacock called Please Don't Destroy. I haven't seen it, but I really want to watch it because I think those guys are like the best thing that's coming out of SNL. So anyways, that's not something that I have watched, but it's something I want to so everyone knows.
I saw clips of the Timothée Chalamet episode on TikTok, and I thought there were some very funny skits in that. I loved the one about Troye Sivan. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And then I also loved it's like all viral on TikTok, like the like rap, when he's like rapping obnoxiously.
Skirt, skeet.
Hilarious.
Skeet, skirt.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Your impression was really good too, by the way.
What?
Of him doing that.
Was it pretty good?
That was great.
Are you making fun of me?
Yes.
Okay, good. I got sent this. What is this?
Mormon? Is there a Mormon college? BYU. What does BYU stand for? Brigham Young? Are you fucking kidding me? It's called Brigham Young. And you haven't been arrested as a fucking group of people? What the fuck is going on, America? I have to look this up. I think you're all full of shit. That's not what happens there. Someone in defense of their college. I had a great time at Brigham Young University. I was 13. There was nothing wrong with that at all. I'm too excited. I can't get my phone on.
Yikes.
Brigham Young University, you fucking sick. Jesus Christ.
Of Latter-day Saints.
Come on, Brigham Young University. The younger the better. You a Mormon?
It's so funny.
It's hilarious.
I've never put that together. Oh, Brigham Young. Oh, BYU. I'm sorry. We have really We've honed in on making fun of the Mormons, and I apologize for that.
I know, it's terrible.
I tell you what I do want to watch. There is a Netflix thing, speaking of cults.
I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
Holy shit. What is that Netflix thing about cults? It's on right now.
Jeez.
Escaping Twin Flames.
Oh, is that what it's about? As a cult?
I think
so. A lot of people have been talking about it. Wait, I feel like I have a friend that was like raving about it. Let me see.
Explores the story of Jeff and Shalia Devine, the leaders of Twin Flames University, who sell online classes that guarantee harmonious union with your destined partner, controversial online community that preys on people looking for love.
Interesting.
So yeah, maybe not so much a cult, but like a scam to like get people to get someone to fucking give them some nut milk.
Oh, I just can't say anything.
This episode is now called Nut Milk.
Can't say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
What are you doing while you're here?
My sister has a birthday on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So I have a full itinerary this week, starting tomorrow.
Okay.
Of activities.
She planned her own birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She always does.
Can you tell me what those things are?
Because
this is going to come out afterwards, so it doesn't really matter.
It will come out Friday. Yeah, I think so. We are going bowling.
Fun.
That was not my reaction. I was like, what? What? That's what you want to do on your birthday?
She's just a regular
She loves to bowl. Have you been to Pinewood with us before?
I have.
Yeah, Kirsten reminded me that she takes it very seriously.
Yeah, I beat two of the Hemsworth that night.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. So yeah, so bowling, which will be very competitive. Maybe you should come.
What day is that?
Wednesday night.
No.
Okay. that's on the and then Thursday is Thanksgiving, and we have an itinerary for that.
Is it get up and eat turkey?
Oh, there's like, you know, from this 12 to 2 cards, 2 to 4 something, 4 to 6 dinner. Like it's a whole itinerary.
Yeah.
On Friday, I might be leaving Friday. I haven't decided if I'm going to extend, but they're getting tattoos Friday. Everybody, the whole family, or I guess the ones that are here. I don't know. The whole crew.
Would you get one?
I would if I was here. I'm not like tattoos for me. I'm not like dying to get one. Yeah. I don't ever go out of my way to get a tattoo. But if the opportunity presents itself, I'll get a little tat.
How many tats you got?
Like 7, I think. But they're all of them are very tiny except the one on my ankle.
Well, cool. What would you get?
Oh, I don't know. I usually just decide in the moment, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
A little horseshoe maybe somewhere or like a little, I'm obsessed with space. So I've always thought a little planet would be cute somewhere. Maybe like right there, maybe. I don't know, something.
Whatever. It doesn't really matter. It's not going to be on your body for the rest of your life.
I know somebody that has a tattoo of their dog's nose, like the imprint of their dog's nose. And it's pretty cool.
And boop.
Yeah. I feel like that'd be a cool tat.
Yeah.
A little Aussie girl boop.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Something like that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. It'd be cool.
Yeah. You know, we should go out on.
What's that?
For the Thanksgiving episode. I once had Gabe Dixon on my show, and I wrote a song for him to sing on Thanksgiving, and he did it on the fly. That's how good he was.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to hear some old Wells Adams radio DJing?
Sure.
All right, we'll go out on it.
You are a great songwriter, Gabe.
Oh, yeah?
You are one of the best in the biz. You know who else is one of the best in the biz?
No, who?
Not me. I can tell you that much, but I did write a song today.
Oh, man.
And I thought, you know, you've got such a beautiful voice, and you're such so great at playing the piano. I thought, you know, you could sing it. You could sing it, do a better job than I could do.
Okay.
Puberty, and I so I wrote a song about the things I love about Thanksgiving. And I've given you the lyrics.
Yeah, I see him here.
He was so pumped about this, by the way.
It's
good stuff, right?
This is unrehearsed.
Unrehearsed.
I've never played this before.
You've never seen it before.
Never seen it before. So you want me to play? You want me to play this song?
Would you mind?
No.
Okay.
This is a co-write, by the way.
Like now.
Yeah, it is now. It may. You know, you should probably. I could write it one way, and then you could have another guest someday, maybe, and they could write it a different way, and you could have like different versions of the song. But this will be my version of the melody.
Can we have this like a thing we do every year that you come in and play the Thanksgiving song?
Yeah, I'm it. Yeah.
Okay. Like, absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely. All right, okay, are we doing this
the
now?
Thing about, yeah, let's try it out.
Thing, all right, this is called...
I'll say the thing about Gabe Dixon, he's so fucking talented that he could do this on the fly.
Uh-huh.
It was hard to do. I made Gabe do this a bunch on my show back in the day. I made Dan Ellsworth do it a bunch on my show. Really, it was piano players who could just kind of like do whatever, you know? Anyways, here's this is the song that I wrote.
I'm scared.
Things I Love About Thanksgiving by Wells Adams and performed by Gabe Dixon.
Yes, thanks.
I love the dog meat. Gabe, this is not a sexual innuendo.
It's not.
Gravy on everything and kicking some ass on the Super Nintendo.
I'm good at that.
Making nephews get me beers all day long. Skunking my cousins at ping pong.
Really?
It says pimp pong. I think you mean ping pong. Fasting for 3 days before Thanksgiving, only to break down an hour before. What is that cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes? Well, won't you pile on some more?
I like what you did there.
Family game of tackle football where I get targeted. I target my fat cousin Greg.
Sorry, Greg.
I think I just pulled a muscle in my leg. Crappy box wine that eventually tastes good. Oh, Greg's crying now.
Just like he should.
Some of the things I love about Turkey Day. Drunk Uncle Bart is getting a little cray cray.
Oh, taking pictures of this.
I'm loving the kitchen smells. The greatest DJ in the
put
world.
Put your Uggs forward for me real quick.
As well.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah.
Right. It's pretty good though, right?
Loved it.
Yeah. All right.
A creative genius, really.
All right, let's end the show, and then you can
I'm
take
just taking
your...
content of you with, like, a few chords and the Uggs, you know?
The chords are your fault! All right, you know what I say about that?
I just need you to shut the fuck up, because nobody asked you, bitch. I need you to shut the fuck up,
tears,
bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Bow, bow. All right, Wife Tears, we love you.
Love y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.